Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The ACLU of Colorado has filed a lawsuit against El Paso County on behalf of a resident who was held after a court-granted release. 91.5 KRCC's Katie Laurie has more.
According to the lawsuit, El Paso County has a policy of keeping people in prison if they cannot pay the county-imposed fee of $55 for pretrial services. The ACLU estimates that over the course of 1 year, the county held over 300 pretrial defendants for the same reason. In addition to asking for compensation, the ACLU seeks to end the policy of jailing defendants who cannot afford to pay the fees. While waiving them would have cost the county about $16,000, the ACLU says jailing those defendants costs more than $266,000. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.
A county spokesperson could not be reached for comment as of this afternoon, according to the Associated Press. Forecasts show Denver will not likely retain the title of Colorado's largest city. The latest population forecasts show the northern and western parts of the state will claim larger shares of the state's population over the next 3.5 decades. The state demography office predicts Greeley and Fort Collins will more than double in population, and the western slope will grow by 2/3 by 2050. Predictions also show Denver, Boulder, Pueblo, and the Central Mountain resorts will grow at slower rates, while Colorado Springs will overtake Denver as the state's largest city. Predictions show between 2015 and 2050, Colorado will add the equivalent of another Metro Denver on its way to 8.46 million residents. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.